Hey everybody, welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Just wanted to give an update for some YouTube stuff that I'm doing. Yes, primarily in the past we've of course been uploading to the website. Entertainmenttalk.org is the primary hub for everything. That's where you can find every single thing that we do, and of course all of the links to everything that we have, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. That's the hub for Entertainment Talk, is entertainmenttalk.org. And then of course we have the iTunes feeds, and not necessarily everything goes on there because we do Let's Plays and First Impressions gameplay videos and stuff like that, and you don't put those on iTunes really because they're gameplay videos. But yeah, just in the last couple of weeks, or maybe the last month or so roughly, I've just been thinking about YouTube and about how YouTube is... I think I've basically just come to the realization that there's two sides to this decision. One is that I don't actually want to put the podcasts on YouTube necessarily, just because when I had the idea to start Entertainment Talk, I never even thought of YouTube, just because there was the whole, first of all, it was because I wanted to put podcasts on iTunes, because that was the main thing I wanted to do. It was not video podcasts, was audio podcasts. And of course there's just the whole big YouTube problem, of course, of copyright claim issues. And sometimes even if you shouldn't have been copyright claimed, you will get one. And I've had copyright claims in the past for just different stuff, you know, for music and certain things, or whatever the case has been. And it's all kind of just rubbish anyway. And of course, it's really kind of blown up, I suppose, within the last year or two. And there was a point within the last year or two where I said, like, I'm not putting the stuff on YouTube. I'm just not bothering with that. But I've kind of come to the realization in the last couple of weeks that even though I don't want to put the podcast on YouTube, again, because we have a website and we have iTunes feeds, that's more than enough. I think YouTube's just too big of a platform to completely ignore. Now, we haven't necessarily completely ignored YouTube, again, because we've got the Let's Plays and the First Impressions, which is some of our much smaller stuff, but it's still stuff that I wanted to do and have done. It's not something we do massively regularly, but every now and then we do it. And of course, we've got the new Let's Play Sundays thing. And, you know, I tend to just do First Impressions videos for the big games that come out. If I get them on the Fridays or the Tuesdays, I tend to try and get the First Impressions video out, just so that we got some sense of coverage of a big game on that day. Anyway, this isn't about the Let's Plays or the First Impressions videos, because they're already on YouTube and that's already a thing that we do. I've started by putting, there's two podcasts that I've selected, basically, and one is the Ranking All the Spider-Man Films, which is the podcast I did the other day, and then the United Cast, the 8th episode, so where I talked about the Man United vs Chelsea game, where we beat them 4-0, which was only yesterday. I just kind of realized, like, you know, YouTube's just an enormous platform, and I'm not going to put every single podcast on YouTube. I'm basically going to start going from the newer ones that we have, and if somebody finds us on YouTube and asks, like, hey, where's all the old stuff, I'm just going to tell them about the website. There's no way I'm going to go through and put, like, 400 or 500, however many podcasts we've done, I think it's up to 500 and something, 500 podcasts on YouTube, and then deal with all, there's a very, like, you know, if I went and did, well, 498 podcasts, if I went and put all those on YouTube, there would be just so much, it would just be a massive copyright stuff, and plus, that's just a lot of work anyway. And I've already kind of done all that with the necessary iTunes feed that I did last year in December. But anyway, yeah, YouTube's just too big of a platform for me to completely ignore. So what I'm basically going to do is I'm going to go from the Spider-Man and the United Cast 8 episodes and all the podcasts, well, as many as I end up putting up there. I'm not saying every single podcast that we do from now until whenever is going to go up on YouTube. I'm going to put these two up today. I mean, the Ranking Spider-Man's Films is already public, is already published, so you can go and listen to that one. The United Cast one is processing, although if I refresh YouTube, it might tell me it's uploaded. I'm going to use those two as kind of a test, but the podcasts that we've got coming, the ones that aren't scheduled necessarily, I might do it with the Classic Review Season 2. It really depends, you know, if I look tomorrow and there's, like, already copyright stuff for Spider-Man and for the United Cast, it's already going to put me off, basically, from doing this. But yeah, it's just basically the decision that I don't want to do this necessarily, because again, we do have the website and the iTunes feeds, but because YouTube's just too big of a platform to ignore. And there's potentially, even if there is some copyright stuff, but one of the main reasons I am doing this as well is, you know, there's got to be some people on YouTube that are interested in this stuff, and I could potentially drive those people over to the website. You know, there's millions, potentially billions of people that use YouTube every day, and I want some of our content to be out there, basically. And I don't think I can just keep simply ignoring YouTube. That being said, if I start to come across a bunch of trouble with this, and it just takes up too much time, and it takes away from stuff that is more high on the priority list, I'll either cut down on some of the stuff. Again, that doesn't, you know, just because some of the podcasts aren't on YouTube, they're all on the website and stuff like that, so they can, those people can still go over there, which is again the main hub, the main place that we put some of the these podcasts. I'm just using this as kind of an initial test. How will this do? What will the copyright stuff be like? Because I've never gotten a copyright thing for anything on the iTunes or the website, and I don't usually hear about iTunes podcasts or podcasts like audio podcasts in general, whether it's on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever. I don't think I've heard once about somebody coming into a copyright issue. Again, it's like a different platform, so things are run very, very differently. It's Apple instead of Google, because Google obviously owns YouTube. But yeah, I'll see how this goes, and I just thought that I'd tell you guys about it, basically. In terms of, because obviously it's video and not audio, it's probably just going to have the thumbnail running through the whole thing. Obviously, like I said, because we primarily focus on audio editing and audio stuff, I'm not going to start setting up, like, you know, OBS and all this other stuff and getting the Skype stuff in. It's just not something that I want to do. I want our primary focus to be audio podcasts, basically. So the only way to get those on there without an actual video from a camera or whatever is to have the thumbnail running on there. Again, this is just a test to see how the things do. If it doesn't work, then I'll probably just stop, I guess. But I just thought I'd let you guys know. So if you want to find, I guess, those two podcasts on YouTube, you can go and do that. So yeah, the United Cast is uploaded. It's told me it's published. So you can look out for that as well. But yeah, what do you think? Do you think this is a necessary thing? Do you think I should have done this a long time ago? I probably should have done this a while ago. But yeah, just all the problems I've heard about YouTube in the last 18 months to 2 years has just completely driven me away from putting our primary audio podcast on there, which is, you know, the big things that we do. It's just basically completely pushed me away from that sort of stuff. And yeah, even outside of copyright issues and stuff, I've just heard about just big problems that YouTube have had, and all sorts of things. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. The two podcasts are up there, like I said, but if you want to find, like I said, everything that we've done on Entertainment Talk, entertainmenttalk.org will always be your primary hub. Unless I change that decision in the future, which I doubt it, you can find all the podcasts on there. So I'll probably put this on YouTube as well, just to kind of put it out there as an update or as an announcement. So yeah, do you think this is a bad decision? Do you think I'm wasting time with this potentially? Because I think I am potentially wasting time with this, but then there's also the potential that this is a good idea. Again, we'll see how it goes. So yeah, do you think I'm wasting time with this? Do you think this is a good decision? Do you think I should have done this a while ago? Or do you think YouTube's just too much of a troubled platform, which I think it is? What do you think? Let me know. You can let me know, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK. There's a contact page and information in your show notes. Let me say that again. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK. There's the contact page and information in your show notes. And I guess, since I'm putting this on YouTube, you can write in the comments section as well. Or thumb the video. Thumb the video up if you think it's a good idea. Thumb it down if you don't think it is. Again, I've never said any of that before because I don't do YouTube stuff, but we'll see how this goes. I'll just let you guys know. And yeah, but don't start relying on YouTube for where our content's going to be, because it's always going to primarily be on entertainmenttalk.org and on podcast platforms. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Thanks for keeping on listening. And we'll see if this grows Entertainment Talk. We'll see if this just keeps things the same. Because yeah, we'll see what happens. But thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.